to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore different aspects of the world of music, including this week in music history, concert reviews, and what we are bringing to you today, an album review. Along with me is, of course, my co-host, Jacob Crum.
Good evening.
Good evening. It is evening, isn't it? Yeah, it's a little bit later. It's getting dark out there. It's time to enjoy some good music. But before we do that, please find us on our social media sites. You can find us at Facebook at our group, at the Follow the Sound group. You can find us on Twitter at IFollowTheSound. And of course, if you would like to help out our program, please go to our website at followthesoundpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner on the right-hand side. It'll take you to Amazon, do all of your shopping, and then we get a little bit of a percentage of everything that you purchase. Will not cost you anything extra, but we get a little bit of money just for you guys going through our website. Very simple, very easy. So go to the website, click on the Amazon banner, or just go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. Jake, I have been saving this EP just for you. Okay? You have no idea what I've selected, do you?
No, I don't.
So this is... I deliberately wanted this. You have no idea what it is. I have not consulted with you.
No, that's a lie. You told me what it was, but I was in my phone at the time.
Yes.
Which means I paid zero attention.
Exactly. And I mean, Jake, you don't really pay attention to me anyway for the most part, but...
That's true. For some reason, like...
My voice, you just zone out.
It like washes over me like a wave. And then 15 minutes later, I make fun of you, like, as the waves coming back into the ocean.
Exactly.
That's how, yeah.
Exactly. So, I am bringing you and this audience a reaction episode, basically, from you. Now, if you've heard it, maybe you've heard one of the songs, but I don't know. I'm kind of banking on the fact that I don't think you have. But this is an artist known as Sigrid. Sigrid is a young female singer. She is 22 years of age, and she was born in Allison, Norway. I don't know how to actually pronounce it because it's got a bunch of different things above the words, and I don't know what those are called, but it's Norwegian. So...
I don't know what that is because there's a whole bunch of Lucky Charms in my alphabets.
So she was originally born Sigrid Solbakk, I'm assuming Raby? Rob? I don't know. It's Norwegian, and I have no idea how to pronounce Norwegian things. But she was born in 1996, and she has been coming up. So the way that I discovered her was I was going through, I think, Vivo, as we've mentioned on the show before, and they will generally have a featured artist section on their front page. And I was looking through it. It was like rapper. And then I saw this picture of this girl, and she was pretty young. And I was just like, okay, this looks kind of goofy, but whatever. I'll listen to it anyway. So I click on it and I listen to it, and I'm just like, oh wow. Like, this girl's actually got something to showcase here. And the song was called Don't Kill My Vibe, which is like her number one single and like the title, not the title track, but, oh no, it is the title track of the EP. There you go. I've been listening to this little EP, four songs. It's very quick, but I've been listening to it. And then I actually ended up getting to see her in concert in Vegas, and she put on a fantastic show with her band. And like, I rarely see somebody who just loves to perform that much. You know, you really get into it when you come across an artist that really loves what they're doing. And Sigrid is exactly like that, because she hasn't been doing it for exceptionally long, and she's just now gotten to the point where she's able to tour around the world and stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing the new songs that she comes out with. And in fact, the singles that she's released since this EP have all been very well done. So, Jake, are you ready to listen to Don't Kill My Vibe?
Let's hear it.
You shut me down, you like the control. You speak too like I'm a child. Try to hold it down, I know the answer. I can shake it off and you feel threatened by me. I try to play it nice, but oh, oh, don't kill my vibe. Oh, oh, don't break my stride. You think you're so important to me, don't you? But I wanted you to know that you don't belong here. You think you're so important to me, don't you? Don't kill my vibe. You love to tear me down, you pick me apart.
Yeah, so that's Don't Kill My Vibe, right? It's got this nice mellow bit there. It's got the digital, the synth stuff thrown in there. And then it's got that really hard kicking chorus to it. But the thing that I truly loved about it was when she does that high falsetto part at the end of the chorus. That was the part that hooked me. But Jake, that's the reason why I wanted to show you this EP. Because I know you like strange female singers.
Okay.
You do.
I accept that.
And this one is one of those types where she's got that pop kind of sound in the music. She's got that style. She can like really kind of sound sweet and melodic and stuff. But when she does those certain inflections, it's like that Norwegian like accent that comes through. That's the stuff that I find magical about the way that she sings.
Yeah. I mean, I will accept that as a statement of fact that I enjoy strange female singers. I enjoy strange music anyway.
Yes, you do.
I do. I almost gave you and Greg a heart attack making you listen to that Conlon Nankoro player piano piece. So I'm pretty sure you said, you're like, if that's what you're listening to, I think I'm worried about it. That's what you're actually listening to. Yeah. So the Norwegian like folk music has this kind of like strange, what's the word I'm looking for? Crossroads with country, like,
yeah,
country folk music with the like yodeling and, mm-hmm, and the accented falsetto trip.
Yeah.
So actually, I've been listening to a lot of Norwegian country music. My brother went to Norway.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of like Merle Haggard songs that are re-recorded in Norwegian.
Interesting.
Yeah, by guys with great names like Otter Jansson.
Otter Jansson.
Yeah, you gotta love Otter Jansson. But that's interesting. I want to hear what track two sounds like.
Right. Track two is a song called Plot Twist.
I saw you were someone to trust. Get tough, grow up, be straight up. But no, oh, 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 you've been showing me. You're the best lie I've ever heard. Or you're the best lie I've never heard.
Plot Twist by Sigrid. So, what do you think of that song?
My first impression is that I don't know if that's a song she can do live.
She has done it live.
Okay.
And she nailed it.
Okay. But, okay, so she does hit the yodel falsetto into the break.
Yes.
Right? Doing the, now I can't remember what it's called, but it's an operatic technique where you hit a high note by stretching your vocal cords down instead of, you go in the opposite way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, okay, you can falsetto or you can do the opera tenor thing where instead of pushing your vocal cords together to shorten them, you lengthen them so that they don't move as much.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just a different way of doing it. Anyhow, so that's what that weird break is right there. And then she does that into the double time rap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's super talented, though.
Yeah, I know.
She's really good.
Yeah. And actually, when I saw her, for some weird reason, a dog ran out on stage. And I don't know where the dog came from, but the dog.
Those were the pictures you showed me. You've been sitting on this for a while, then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember you showing me pictures of the dog on stage at Life is Beautiful.
Yes. So, yeah, she played there the previous year, not this recent year in September, but the previous year she played. And it was amazing to actually, like, get to see her. But she seriously, like I said, she has a massive amount of fun on stage. And it's one of those types of things where she gets up there and she's just amazed that there are people there to actually see her perform. I love that. That to me is one of the coolest things an artist can actually do, is when they're just extremely humble about it. And, you know, that's impressive to me. Not to mention, she put on a killer show. So it was during the day, so you didn't get, like, all the fancy light show stuff, but it was just, it cracked me up because the dog would come out randomly after, like the dog went away for a bit and then came back on, and so she would, like, go over and, like, sing to the dog. Cracked me up. All right.
Which brings me to a question, right?
Yes.
So when you go to a show and they have fireworks and the whole light show and everything, how close do you feel you have to sit to the stage to tell if the band's phoning it in or if they're really into it?
I can usually tell just from minor clues. I can be sitting in the back and still pick up on that stuff. It just depends on the type of band that you're there to see. But usually a lot of people are, like, you can tell when a band is really into it just from the looks on their faces and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. To me, it's going to a concert is a weird thing anyway, because there's a lot of, like, feedback. Like, if you see the audience is into it, you get more into it, and then that feeds into them, and then that feeds into the performer. Like, it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that can lead to some really, really great shows with the artist just going, you know, like, riding that wave. But you can sometimes go to these shows where basically the bands are just there to play the music, and that's it. And it's like, okay, right, I'll just sit here and enjoy you playing. I got no problem with that. I was like, but there's nothing that's truly drawing me in. Those are just good shows. They aren't great shows. So that's why, you know, and if you need a bunch of gimmicks and stuff like that to really draw in the crowd, then I think you're missing out on like the musical performance of it. But unless it's designed to be sort of a different kind of performance. Like, I know 21 Pilots, they're going around with a bunch of, like, at some point they have a car that's on fire on the stage and, like, that kind of stuff. That's understandable. They're more of a theatrical group anyway. But, you know, for some of the other groups that's out there, it's like, hey, we're just going to, like, have flash pots going off the entire time. I'm like, okay, like, why? That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And I'm always a fan of confetti cannons. Those are always good.
Are you really?
Yeah, I hate it, though, when they throw the balls out, though, into the crowd, because that never seems to be that good. And then it's like, hey, I'm now focusing on whether or not I might get smacked in the face with a plastic ball with a light in it instead of actually paying attention to the music. And so, I hate when they do that kind of stuff, when it's, you know, that thing. But one of the things I was kind of wanting to see is that apparently, like, bands like Coldplay are utilizing these things where they give people bracelets and they've got these lights on them. And then when they do certain songs or certain things, they flash in rhythm, or like they make certain colors and stuff like that. So, but one of the things, like when they do the song Yellow, all the lights turn yellow.
Oh,
I was like, that's actually kind of clever. I like that kind of stuff. But I know in recently, U2 on their last tour, Songs of Experience, they did a augmented reality program on the phone. And so you could hold up your phone to the screen and you could see like the reality or the whatever is being shown on the app as opposed to the actual screen itself. Either way, we have sidetracked into concerts and stuff. Let's get back to Sigrid. All right. So there's only four songs on the album, so let's just get through this. The next one on the list is track number 3. It is called Fake Friends.
Just had a breakthrough. I'm used to being your number 2. I play the sidekick. Let you decide no where the perfect fit. Let the flame die out and rip the bandit up so slow that you can feel it burning, burning. Don't want that sad goodbye, let's keep it low. Cause every love story's a ghost story, ghost story. It's better to walk away than to run with fake friends. No use for excuses, so bad things come to an end. I'm done sporting for God's sake, cause I only go for gold. Don't need no fake friends, might as well shut down.
There you go, Fake Friends, track number 3 on this fantastic little EP. But, Jake, what do you think?
I'm kind of surprised that's not the single that they're trying to push.
It is pretty good because it's got that, you know, great chorus of basically just her repeating, might as well shut down. But yeah, I get exactly what you mean. For some reason, I mean, it's kind of a toss up though between Fake Friends and Don't Kill My Vibe, because both are solid songs anyway. But I could see that if this was the single, would have been happy with that too. Don't Kill My Vibe was the single. I'm happy with that.
That's a song that like you could actually sing.
Yeah, that's true.
As opposed to the first two, where if you don't know how to yodel, you're not going to be able to sing them, right? So I guess maybe it's just more of a reflection of, like, I don't understand the music industry these days.
True. Then again, I mean, this is Norwegian in the first place. But they – and, in fact, I mean, if you go and check out some of her other music videos, it's you can tell that there's a lot of that influence of Norwegian music on her style. And that's actually one of the things I really like about what she does. That, yeah, it's very synth pop, like obviously from just the way that it's set up, but it doesn't have to be. And the fact that it doesn't have to be, I think, makes her a much stronger artist, because she can then kind of come out with with songs like the next one on the list, which closes out the EP, and it's a song called Dynamite. And it is a ballad, I guess would be the way to put it. But it's one of my favorite songs on the album just because of the lyrics themselves. And it showcases the fact that she is actually also a really talented songwriter. And so this song, it's called Dynamite.
Destinations, I will stay when you get off the train. train. You're as safe as a mountain. I know that I am dynamite. Oh, you're as safe as a mountain. But know that I am dynamite. Your hand is warm in my heart.
What did that tell you? She can do the synth pop. She can do the big sort of anthemic pop stuff too. But then she can come out and write a song like that. Like, that's amazing to me. Like, that is a top-notch, stripped-down ballad, singer-songwriter on a piano. Like, that to me is good stuff.
Yeah, the top staff of the piano there sounds like really super familiar to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm sorry. My brain is completely dedicated to trying to figure out. It's like, was that a bass line to something else I heard before that's now a melody?
That one, I don't know. All I know is that I actually like it. And mm-hmm. I listen to this EP, you know, like, I don't know, at least once a month right now. Just because it's short, it's easy. I can listen to it on the way to work, and it's, you know, it's just a fantastically well put together EP. I just wanted to go back and actually say, though, some of the history behind these songs, like some of the stories mm-hmm. that she's told, cracked me up. But I wanted to point out that the title track and the song "Don't Kill My Vibe," how she actually came about writing that song. So apparently, she was in like a writer's group for music, and she was working with this older gentleman working on trying to come up with some music, and he was essentially shutting her down like at every turn, just like, nope, that's dumb, nope, you shouldn't do that, what we should do is this. It's like, and just completely superimposing like himself, or at least trying to, on her music. She got super super pissed off at him, and she said she almost broke her Mac like while writing the lyrics. But she ended up writing that hook in the chorus, which is, you know, "Don't kill my vibe." So it just, you think you're so important to me, don't you? It's like, but I wanted you to know you don't belong here. So I was like, it's kind of funny just how one weird situation like that can then lead to a song, which then leads to worldwide fame and being played like all over the place. And then leading to then being at a concert in Las Vegas and then being reviewed on this show. It's like, that is sort of a funny situation that plays out that way. But I'm happy that Sigrid like happened to chance by while I was perusing for new music, as you know, I do constantly. But it takes a lot for something to really stick with me, for me to actually be like, no, this person needs to be paid attention to, or this band needs to be paid attention to. And I couldn't tell you who the other artists were in the featured artist list on that day. Like I said, I think there were two rappers, and I don't even know. I don't remember who they were. I'm sure something's happened with them since then. But I remember her. I remember that song. I remember that video. And I'm going to keep listening to her as long as she keeps producing music. But check out some of her new stuff, because it's actually really good. Like, the new singles that she's released are really, really good too. And you get more of a showcase of like her style, because like, if you see here, Jake, here, I will rotate the screen for you. That is what Sigrid looks like. That's pretty much the way she dresses the entire time. Like, because that's just the way she dresses. So like, in every music video, it looks like she's dressed as like an 80s girl, which cracks me up even more. Like, all, it's like she was raised on 80s, you know, like American 80s movies. And so that's kind of like how she just dresses.
Well, I mean, mom jeans are the thing now.
Yes. So if you get a chance, though, check out Sigrid. You can pick up her or you can pick up her EP on iTunes or on Amazon or a bunch of other. Yes, Jake.
Okay, so EP is an extended play.
Yes.
An album is an LP. That's a long play.
Yes.
What is a play?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's like single.
Why don't we call singles plays?
I don't know. That you'd have to go with the whole thing. To me, it's almost like they, when naming things, they kind of like took the Starbucks approach. They're like, oh, this is an extended play. Oh, this is a long play. Oh, this is the grande play. This is the venti play. Now, that's kind of like the method that I see. But probably what it was is that since before EPs, they had just singles. Like everything was the single and then the A side and B side.
But a single is a 45.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know, but it's just like, okay, singles. Now we've got one that's an extended play. This one's got four songs on it. But, I mean, I don't really know. It could be. I'm sure there's a history there that I'm just not knowing about, and so I need to research it. I'm sorry, Jake. I don't have an answer for you.
It's sort of a rhetorical question.
True. True.
I just wanted to be difficult.
True. But, folks, please check out Sigrid. I think she is an amazing artist, and I think that she deserves your time and your money because that is what I like to do. I like to promote artists on my show. Please go check her out whenever you get a chance. And if she is coming to your town, please go see her live in concert. She puts on a good live show because she really gets into it. She has a lot of fun doing her stuff. I have been your host, Brian Kroc, and this has been another episode of Follow the Sound, where we reviewed Don't Kill My Vibe by Sigrid. Along with me has, of course, been Jacob Crum.
As always.
Oh, yeah. As always. Remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.